Hey people, are you in the market for a pair of very cool sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for almost 5 years now, and honestly, there's nothing better on the planet. They have all the original stuff made between 1890 and 1980. They have reproductions of the original stuff. They do restoration. They do prescription. They do it all. Mention this ad and get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping anywhere in the U.S. for a limited time by emailing them at lasvegas@retrospects.com. You can also visit their website at www.retrospects.com. Okay, on with the show. Today I want to talk to you about Martin Arrow Watches released two new watches in their collection. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What is going on there, watch fans? I'm Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today I want to talk to you about Martin Arrow Watches releasing two new models. One is called the Ascent, and the other one is called the Marquis. For those of you out there who are not familiar with Martin Arrow Watches, they're a watch brand based out of New York. They're hand-assembled in New York. The founder of the brand is a man and a friend named John Tarantino. I interviewed John last year when he launched the brand. I interviewed him. We did a follow-up interview a few months back. And as you all know, I've been traveling to New York back and forth between Vegas and New York recently, and I had a chance to catch up with John. And he was really kind to show me the new collection. We we met at this really cool bar in this sort of West Village area, and it was around 5 p.m. It was around, right when everybody got out of work, and we caught up over a couple of cocktails. I saw the new collection, and it's absolutely outstanding. What Martin Arrow is a customizable brand. You can go to their website, www.martinarrow.com. Their website's just been redone. It's beautiful. It's a lot cleaner. It's a lot easier to maneuver. But what I've always loved about Martin Arrow's website compared to any other website, because there are a lot of e-commerce websites up there that are popping up, whether it's Panerai or whether it's other brands that have been popping up in the last couple of years where they have e-boutiques and you can buy. Martin Arrow allows you to really customize the watches. What I love about the Ascent and the Marquis is they're available in two sizes. They're made out of surgical stainless steel. They use Miyota movements. The movements have been updated. So they're definitely better movements. They do hacking. The dials are really interesting, and the models are very interesting. So without further ado, let's start with the Ascent. The Ascent is a combination really between, I would say, a pilot's watch and a dive watch or a real tool watch, and it's very utilitarian. It's very clean. The dial options on the Martin Arrow Ascent are a light blue, a dark blue, a gray, and white. And what I love is the indices are rounded. Usually the indices are just straight, but these are really nice and rounded. They're also applied, so that's something you get on a much, much, much more expensive watch. The details on the dials are just outstanding. Much more attention to detail, much more finished product. Not that the Ace and the Founder, the two original models, weren't, but definitely on the Ascent and the Marquis, you can see the upgrades. You can see the painstaking blood, sweat, and tears that went into making this watch. I think it's honestly the best thing they've done so far. I like the fact that it's available in 38 millimeter as well as 42 millimeter. The Ace and Founder are only available in 42 millimeter. Again, surgical stainless steel. They also, the hands, you have customizable hands options, which is great. The customizable hands options are going to be white, light blue, orange, and dark blue. You can also pick the leathers. This comes in black leather. You can pick from oxblood, chestnut, cognac, mahogany, marine, and vintage brown, all giving the watch a very, very different look. It's powered by a Miyota 9015 movement, so it's an updated movement that hacks. You've got a date at the 3 o'clock position, and I also like the fact that you have these hexagonal markings at the hour ring and the rectangular date at the 3 o'clock window position. So that's really nice. It's 50 meters water resistant. You can see the movement through the exhibition case back, screw down crown. So very, very high quality, all for $595. So that's the Ascent. The second model is called the Marquis. The Marquis is, in my mind, more of a dress watch. It is a dress watch. That's how it's marketed as well. You've got applied Roman numerals. I know John, there's some watches that John really likes that he's been inspired by. And, you know, this has, I think, the inspiration from one of the watches that he really loves, one of the dress watches that he really loves. So I'm glad to see that inspiration. A couple of, you can see the inspiration by a couple of watches in this, definitely in this watch. But also, you know, this is customizable just like the Ascent. The Marquis is completely customizable. Also available in two case sizes of 38 millimeter and 42 millimeter. Definitely applied accents, applied Roman numerals at the 12, 3, and 9. You've got a date window at the 6 o'clock position. It's self-winding, also using the Miura 9015 movement. It also hacks, screw-down crown, 50 meters water resistant. You can see the movement through the sapphire crystal case back. The dial options available in this are white, silver, and black. The hand options available are white, silver, orange, and medium blue. The leather options are black, oxblood, chestnut, cognac, mahogany, marine, and vintage brown. And, you know, they're both very versatile, both these watches. I mean, you've got applied numerals. You definitely can be wear this watch as much as it's a dress watch. You can wear it with a nice suit. You can wear it on fancier occasions, or you can even wear it with jeans or shorts or whatever. They both provide that. And I think that one of the nice things is you've got so many different options available to you. You can definitely order the straps. You can even, if I believe John, you know, when I interviewed John a few months ago, and you want different hands, I mean, if you send it back for a nominal fee, he'll swap out those hands for you. And, of course, the shipping is separate. But, yeah, he'll do that. You know, again, for $595, you know, but between the two watches, I believe you have 1,000 different permutations between dial options and hand options and strap options. It's just amazing. I mean, I don't think you can really, you know, today go on a website and customize your watch like this and get something completely unique to you. With the Ascent Founder, the two original models, there were 1,000 of each being made. These aren't limited in that way, but it is a very limited production. You know, they're not numbered, but they're a limited production for sure. They're all built in New York City. That's what I love about it, staying very true to that. John is a great guy. I've you know, over the last year and a half, 2 years that I've known John, he's made time for me to sit down and talk about the brand and be interviewed twice and sit down off the record and look at the new Ascent and Marquis collection. Definitely visit their website at www.martinero.com. He also had some major press on Hodinkee, and you can check out that interview. I'll even put the link to that. You can even check out my review of it next week, which I will have on my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. You can email me with questions at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. I'd also like to thank my sponsor, Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. Definitely email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com to get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping for a limited time anywhere in the U.S. You can check out their website. I believe it's going to be updated in the next few weeks at www.retrospects.com. We're going to definitely see more things from them. They're a great company, whether you want, you know, the historic vintage stuff, want restoration, prescription, or reproductions of the original stuff. Definitely check them out. They're an amazing, amazing company. I'd also like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to see what's going on with me all over the world in terms of wrist shots, pictures, updates, check out my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are @AmitDevHonda. Don't forget to like my Facebook watch page. And if you want to stay connected and informed without committing to my blog on a daily basis, I'll throw the link down below. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.